I'm Jenna Dooley. This is Morning Edition. Illinoisans started paying a higher tax on gas this month, but they likely won't see new improvements on their local highways and roads until next year. Mary Hansen has more.
About a third of the new gas tax money goes to county and local road districts, and they'll start getting those funds in September. But it may be too late in the construction season to start new projects, as the bidding process can take more than a month. Brian Davis is the engineer for Sangamon County in central Illinois. He says a larger maintenance plan is in the works for next year for the area's highways and bridges.
We certainly have several miles of county highway that are starting to show their age, and this important tax increase would be beneficial for us trying to address those in a more timely fashion.
Statewide, the tax is estimated to bring in an additional $1.2 billion every year. I'm Mary Hansen.
In other news, a new Illinois law ups the penalties for illegal logging in protected areas. The Rockford-based Natural Land Institute was one of the organizations that pushed for changes to the state's Wrongful Tree Cutting Act. Executive Director Carrie Lee says allowing the owners of damaged nature preserves to recoup the full cost of restoration will deter illegal loggers.
If the result of someone going in and doing illegal logging is that they now have to pay more, I think this is going to have them take a more careful look at how they're doing their work and to make sure that they check legal boundaries.
Under the previous law, victims of illegal logging could only recover three times the value of the wood they lost. The Natural Land Institute was entitled to less than half of the cost of restoring more than $400,000 in damage that loggers did while stealing 61 trees from one of its conservation sites. Public health officials say Illinois is among 24 states affected by a recall of fennel seed products due to possible salmonella contamination. Mountain Rose Herbs of Eugene, Oregon, is recalling all sides of its fennel seed, ranging from 4 ounces to 50 pounds. The product was sold online at retail shops and distributed to vitamin and health food stores in 24 states. Customers should not consume the seeds and can return the products for a full refund from Mountain Rose Herbs.
I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. High water in northern Alexander County is starting to fall at a faster rate. That means good news for residents and drivers in that area. KFES reports the Illinois Department of Transportation says if the water continues to fall at its current rate, parts of Route 3 and Route 146 could reopen this Friday. That stretch of road has been closed due to high water since June 21st. 1,500-foot stretch of Route 146 between East Cape Girardeau and the Bill Emerson Memorial Bridge opened to local traffic last Friday. IDOT says Route 3 south of the intersection with Route 146 could reopen sometime next week. The Illinois Manufacturers Association is continuing its statewide Manufacturing Matters Illinois tour. The tour stopped in Carbondale yesterday. It's designed to highlight a new study about the role of manufacturing in the state's economy. During a stop at Interstate Polymer Group, Association CEO Mark Densler said nearly 600,000 people are employed in the industry statewide. Over half are aging baby boomers, he says, who are going to retire within the next 10 to 15 years.
So we're going to replace 300,000 people, roughly 20,000 production workers and 3,000 to 5,000 engineers every year over the next decade just to remain constant.
Aaron Christ is operations manager with Intertape Polymer. He says his firm is reaching out to young people across the area.
There are employees that have been here and leaders that have been here and understand our business and our industry very well. And we now are trying to pull in new people and young people.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.